Spain has dismissed calls for talks with Catalan leaders as part of a week of protests draw to a close in Barcelona. More than 80 people were arrested and some 200 people injured after protesters clashed with police over the weekend. They're angry at last week's jailing of 9 Catalan separatist leaders on sedition charges following a failed independence bid 2 years ago. Alex Miguel is a freelance reporter who's been covering the protests in Barcelona. He joins me now. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Are the protests continuing at the moment, or have they died down?
Honestly, today it's calmer than yesterday. And actually, today we've got like the two main avenues blocked by protesters, though we are not having the clashes that we've been having over the past few days.
And what are they actually calling for? Because the sedition charges obviously relate to the failed independence bid 2 years ago.
Well, actually, what they are protesting is because they have jailed their leaders. And these were the leaders that actually called and organized an unauthorized referendum 2 years ago, but they don't see or they don't think that they deserve these 9 to 13 years in prison. So for the majority of people in Catalonia, this sentence is widely unfair. Actually, according to recent polls, 80% of Catalans reject this verdict.
So that would presume, if those figures are to be believed, that would include a sizable proportion of people that in fact voted against independence, believing that these sentences are unfair.
Exactly. Actually, these past few days on the streets, we saw pro-independence supporters on the streets, but also we saw people who are against independence, but who are actually against this verdict, because they think that this verdict won't solve the political crisis, because it is clear that there is a political problem unresolved in Spain. And for many people living in Barcelona, both pro-independence supporters or anti-independence supporters, they believe that repression and prison are not the solution to solve this crisis.
And in terms of where this goes from here, obviously there have been reports over the weekend that 4 protesters were blinded after being hit by rubber bullets from police. Is there an expectation that this is going to escalate further?
Well, I think it depends on what is the response by the Spanish government. If the Spanish government doesn't offer a political solution in the weeks and months to come, it is very likely that this conflict will escalate. So, and for this reason, from the pro-independence side, now they are calling the Spanish government to sit and talk in order to find a political solution to this crisis. As you said earlier, the Spanish government has rejected to sit with the Catalan president, saying that he should condemn the violence, something that the Catalan president has already done. So I think the problem is right now is that on the 10th of November, we've got fresh Spanish elections. And I think that the fact that we are having a political campaign, this is like mudding the whole process. And it's actually complicating the way towards a political solution. So I believe that after the Spanish elections, it is very likely that we'll see finally a dialogue between the Catalan and the Spanish government.
So if that happens, and of course the Catalan leaders say they want to negotiate with the Spanish government, what would they be negotiating about? The positions are so clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the pro-independent side, they are asking now for the amnesty of what they say that there are political prisoners. And also they are asking for a self-determination referendum like the one that Scotland did in the UK or the Quebec in Canada. However, as the audience may know, the Spanish government rejects the possibility of holding a referendum because, according to the Spanish constitution, this is illegal. So the truth is that the middle way between the Catalan or the pro-independence position and the Spanish government position is actually more self-government for Catalonia. And this is something that, though right now it seems very unlikely,
What form would that take, though, Alex? Because there is already a pretty high degree of autonomy, as I understand it, in Catalonia.
Well, actually, there are like two main, well, actually three main things that most of Catalans would agree on. The first one is to have an official recognition of the Catalan nation, because for those who don't know, in Catalonia there is another language. We speak another language, which is Catalan. Also, there is another culture, and also Catalonia accounts for the 20% of the GDP in Spain. However, when it comes to invest in infrastructures in Catalonia, the Spanish government doesn't pay that much to Catalonia. So there is a feeling of a financial and economic mistreatment by the Spanish government. Then also there are calls to improve the finance in Catalonia, what they said. And also in Catalonia we've got a parliament. What happens is that this Catalan parliament makes a lot of laws, but on many occasions, once these laws are approved, the Spanish government says that these laws can't be approved, and they challenge these laws to the Spanish constitutional court.
The European Union tends to take a pretty dim view of separatist movements within the EU bloc. How important is the role of the EU here?
Well, actually, it's really important, but for now the European Union has been on the Spain's government side, because what they say is that Spain is their member state and they will be always supporting a member state. Having said that, I don't know if you remember, on October the 1st, 2017, when the referendum took place 2 years ago, in the morning of that day, people were appalled by the images of the police brutality carried out by the Spanish police in Catalonia. So, on that morning, Europeans from the European Union were calling the Spanish state to stop this violence, because this was tainting the image of the bloc around the world. So I think that the European Union, though will never say aloud, sit and talk, they are working behind scenes in order to get a political solution for this issue.
So where do you think things go next? Because this seems so polarized, the political consensus is not there. I mean, are we just going to see more of these protests and end up in a scenario again where this builds?
Well, I think it'll depend on the result of the elections on the 10th of November. On that day, if the pro-independence political parties are the kingmakers of the Spanish parliament, then we'll see a negotiation. Whereas if the current Spanish government has a vast majority, I don't see why they should sit and talk with the pro-independence political parties. So in case that there is no negotiation over the next few weeks and months, we'll see again protests, demonstrations, and clashes, because this is an unresolved conflict. And not until there is a political solution to this political problem, we will see this problem disappearing.
Alex Miguel, thank you very much indeed.
More than welcome. See ya.
Alex Miguel reporting there from Barcelona.